This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. New Hampshire lawmakers are considering a program to expand school choice options for thousands of K-12 students. It's called an education savings account, and it would allow families who don't enroll their kids in public school to use taxpayer dollars to pay for private school and other alternative programs. If passed, and that appears likely, it would be one of the most sweeping programs of its kind in the country. NHPR's education reporter Sarah Gibson joins me now with a few things you need to know. Welcome, Sarah.
Hi, Peter.
So let's start with the basics. How does an education savings account work?
Sure. So participants in this program would receive money from the state that typically goes to traditional public schools in the form of what we call per pupil adequacy aid. This averages about $4,600 per student, but it ranges from a little less than that to $9,000, depending on whether that student is low income, is learning English as a second language, or has special education needs. And so once they're enrolled in this program, the family can get that money basically by accessing it online and paying for approved expenses, such as private school tuition, textbooks, laptops, that kind of thing.
And who is eligible for this program?
So anyone whose family makes 300% or less of the federal poverty guidelines, so that'll be around $79,000 for a family of four. And they're eligible as long as they're not enrolled full-time in public school or registered with the state as a homeschool student. So they could do a mix of home learning, alternative pods, tutoring, other programs. They just can't be a full-time homeschool student and also access this money.
And how much will it cost?
Well, that is a great question. So the short answer is we don't really know. A part of that is we just don't know how many people are going to take advantage of this program. Just looking at income, a lot of kids would technically qualify for this program based on census numbers, close to 70,000. But supporters of the program say, based on how this kind of thing has worked in other states, it won't be too widespread. It might just be a couple thousand students who take advantage of it. But the question of cost is a major point of disagreement. Proponents of the program, including Education Commissioner Frank Edelblue, say it'll save taxpayers millions of dollars. Their logic for this, bear with me, Peter, but we have to get into school funding to talk about
this.
And here's their logic. Basically, it takes an average of $17,000, give or take, to educate kids in the state's public schools. But the education savings account program would send more like $5,000, maybe a couple thousand dollars more to students. So in this sense, it's a cheaper way of educating New Hampshire students. Critics, including Democrats and some fiscal conservatives, say not so fast. If a couple students leave their public school for this program, that school doesn't necessarily save money. You don't just stop paying for the gym teacher or the heating or the librarian. So they say it actually is not going to save schools money to lose a couple students to this program. This bill does have funding to help public schools transition if they do lose a student to this program. But again, the critics say it's not going to be enough.
This bill is being pushed not just by Republican lawmakers, but the state's Commissioner of Education, Frank Edelblue. Why do they say it's so important?
A couple reasons. So the first is just the basic argument for school choice. Public school, they say, doesn't work for everyone, and families should have options. And they really point to the pandemic. They say the fact that, you know, some school districts were up and running, private schools were open, and yet other kids were learning remotely or hybrid for most of this past year really illuminates the need for parents to have more options. And in his testimony, Commissioner Edelblue has said that studies show voucher-like programs improve outcomes and they save taxpayers money. Those studies are largely assembled by a conservative pro-school choice organization. And when I've spoken to some academic researchers in this, they say it's a lot more nuanced, that more recent research shows that families that participate in voucher-like programs might be really satisfied, but the student performance isn't actually improving. In some cases, it's worsening. It's also, in some cases, in other states, been that the programs cost a lot more to taxpayers than originally projected.
Okay, so that's what you're hearing from supporters, but the bill has got a lot of pushback. So tell us what critics say.
Well, they're philosophically opposed to school choice. They basically say public funds are for public schools, not private institutions, not for parents to take and do, alternative learning programs. They also warn that there's not as much oversight of this program as there is of public schools. And in spite of a clause in this bill that explicitly prohibits discrimination, they say discrimination could still happen. It has happened in other programs elsewhere in the country. And they say special education students are particularly vulnerable to this. As I was saying earlier, there's also concerns from critics about the financial fallout, but we really just don't know how much, again, this will cost or save the state in the long run. I think it's also worth noting that in these conversations about whether or not school choice programs pull money away from the public school, there's this larger looming question of student enrollment, which is declining in New Hampshire. Regardless of whether or not this kind of program emerges, schools are really looking at long-term decline in enrollment because of the demographics of New Hampshire. So critics of this program say this accelerates a decline in enrollment in public schools. The proponents of this program say, look, school districts are going to need to figure out what to do when they have a shrinking population, and this isn't going to make or break their bank.
NHPR education reporter Sarah Gibson, thank you very much.
Thanks, Peter.
And you can read Sarah's reporting on this program and the effect of the pandemic on the school choice debate at nhpr.org.